Hello and welcome to Sofa Sensei's. You're joined by me, Kavan, and this is the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network. If you were here last week, you would know who we're joined by. It's Linus Udofia. He is a top 10 UK middleweight, and we've had a fantastic conversation with him last week, touching on his career, his working relationship with David Haye, as well as his toughest fight ever, and if you ask me, his residency in York Hall. It's a fantastic episode. I really recommend you check it out and make sure you share it with a friend too. But this is part two. You know how this goes if you're a fan of the network. We have seven signature questions that we ask all of our guests. So given that this is a combat sports show, the first thing I want to ask you, Linus, is around what's your ring walk tune?
And the beat goes on by the Whispers.
Okay, why did you choose that?
I just really like it. There's no significance to it. I really like the song. And when I first heard it, I'm driving. When I first heard it, I literally thought that would be a really good drop to come out to. Like, I thought, oh, that'd be cool. The first thing I thought of was coming out to it. So I was like, I might actually use it. And then just, started using it.
And do you use it like psychologically, i.e. if you've got sparring coming up, do you walk out to it or do you leave it until the fight day or do you listen to it when you're training? What sort of things do you do?
I leave it. I listen to it when I'm training quite a lot. I listen to it when I'm training, when I'm running, when I'm doing all these things. But yeah, I listen to it, coming up to the fight as well. When it gets to like two weeks or a week out, I listen to it a lot more.
Love that.
Gets me going, you know what I mean?
Right, we've got a question which people often stumble over, but I think you'll be all right. Who is the richest person in your phone book?
Who's the richest person in my phone book?
You don't have to tell us their name, but you can tell us what they do.
The CEO of my... either. So it's either two people. It's one of two people. So it's either the CEO of Pepe is my sponsor.
Jeez.
Or it's the owner. It's the owner of Luton's. Not the owner. I think he's the CEO. He's the CEO. He's one of the owners of Luton Town Football Club.
Bro, your phone book sounds crazy. You got CEOs in the phone book, innit?
Or David Haye, actually. Or David Haye, funny enough.
Go on. Yeah, those are some big.
Or Simon Webb from Blue.
Sure. Man said, Simon went from Blue, you know. Man said, yo, yo, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's funny.
That's sick. What's the connection with Simon Webb from Blue? Does that have interest?
Oh, he loves his boxing, and we trained together a couple of times. We trained together a few times at the old gym, and he's at this new gym as well. So when he comes down to London from Manchester, he trades down here and I see him quite a lot. So I've known him for like 5 years now.
Oh,
like
mate.
6 years onwards.
Sick. That's a very good story. All right then. So who has the most potential that you know?
Boxing, life, what?
It's up to you.
Probably my little brother. I say my little brother.
Why is that?
He's a smart kid. Clever. He's so clever.
Mm.
He's so clever. He's so good with technology and like he's just so clever.
Does he box?
He can turn that into no, he doesn't. I'm the only one that's athletic in my family.
Man just said he took all the athletic genes and left nothing else for the others.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I took it all. He's very clever. He's very smart. He's got a lot of potential. He can earn himself and his generational. Like he can help earn his own personal family and a lot of capital and generational wealth if he stays on track and he kind of doesn't get lost in life.
Props to your brother, man. And with a role model like yourself, with that mentality, I'm sure you'll do very well. Who is the most influential person you know?
Well, again, my mum. I've met my mum. My mum, she's just, I've seen that woman go through a lot. I've seen that woman go through a lot in life in general. And that's where my resilience comes from, to be honest, if I'm actually thinking about it. But yeah, no, she's had a massive influence on me. She's always given me the attitude to just get up and go. Just do it.
Wonderful.
Like there's times where I get up when I was playing football. I used to get up and I have to go do hill sprints and I have to go do like two touch training.
Mm.
I have to go do like loads of things on my own. And I'll turn around and say to her, I don't want to do it. Like she didn't take me or go anywhere, but I'd be like, I don't want to do it. I'm going to go to the park and do it, but I don't want to do it. And she'd just go, you got to do it. If you want to get to a high level, you got to do it. Just go do it. And she'd always be like, just do it. It's, you know what I mean? Just do it. And I know it's just three words, but it's something I've just kept. I'm taking a lot of inspiration in. And she, the woman doesn't stop.
Mm.
The woman's just nonstop.
But you know what? It really demonstrates the...
It makes me think, why would I?
Exactly. And it demonstrates the power in just showing up and just doing it, because even on good days, bad days, when you get there, you'll do what you got to do. And it might not be your best performance ever, but at least you're getting something in the bank. So credit to your mum, man. That's lovely to hear.
Mm, yeah.
So our next question is around you as an individual. And I'd like you to tell me, or fill in the blank rather, you are at your best when you are blank.
Focused. Not my best when I'm focused.
So with that in mind, keep that focus. You got a fight coming up and it will be a great one. So we wish you luck on that one.
Thank you.
One thing you never regret doing. Now, this could be one event that you're never going to regret. It could be something that you do regularly that you never regret once you've done it.
Gaming to the early hours of the morning.
What games do you like?
FIFA and Call of Duty with the boys.
What, you got the new Nicki Minaj skin, or you leaving that one for your friends?
No. I don't do that. I'm not. Listen, I love Call of Duty, but I'm never spending money on it.
Never. And that's how you stay rich. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Linus?
I'd say still fighting at world level, inshallah, world level, and just pushing on and looking to kind of wind it down world level, possibly trying to unify or something like that.
Like you say, inshallah that happens, man. We'd love to see that, and we'd love to welcome you back on the show when you get there, because again, hopefully this isn't just a one-off conversation. This is something we can maintain, because we want to see how things change and how things develop in your character as your career goes on, man, because that's what we're all about, that tracking of careers. So one final question then, as we get to know you, is advice you now would give yourself 10 years ago. So what would you tell 20-year-old Linus?
Boxing isn't what you think it is. It's not all sunshine and roses. There's a lot of people that are waiting to fuck you over. So just pick your circles carefully and no matter how high you get, you're not a superstar yet. Just stay on the ground. Do not go ahead of yourself.
And there you have it. Words of wisdom from top 10 UK middleweight, Linus Udofia. And if you enjoyed that, make sure you go check out part one, where we discuss his career to date and his hopes for the future. That has been Sofa Sensei's. You've been joined by me, Kavan, and this is the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network. If you enjoyed that, please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share this with a friend. It really helps us grow. And if you're feeling really, really generous, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, or, you know, drop a comment in YouTube, all those fun things. We'd really appreciate it. Without further ado, if you've got any questions for us, please do email akiandsaltfish@gmail.com. And finally, you can follow us on social media, Aki and Saltfish, Sofa Senseis on Instagram, as well as Aki and Saltfish on Twitter and TikTok. So make sure you get stuck in. We post funny memes all the time, so check that out. Take care. All the best.